Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
They lead it. Hoosier with a serve. Fielded near side by Razick and Wirtz. The ball is up on the net, blocked by Platteville. Back to the near side, Gander gets it over. Platteville tries again on the right. Over tapped by the Hornets, and the Hornets pass is low under the net and missed, and that'll be another timeout for Richland Center. They use their second timeout. Platteville off and running here to the tune of 18-6. High school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at wccucreditunion.coop. Member NCUA, helping you build a better life.
Platteville with a serve, Hornets with their turn trip, and this one is out of bounds as they got the dig but couldn't control it, and Platteville leads 19-6 in the opener. Mia Hoosier keeps serving. Here's the next one. Fielded back line there by Razick. Back to the far side, punched over. Ball knocked over by Clements and got it down after Platteville got an initial hand on it. Nice play by Ella Clements, and that turns the ball back to the Hornets on the side out. That'll make it 19-7. Serving, Adlin Wirtz. This one on the near side, fielded by Schuler. Ball at the net, blocked by the Hornets. Back it goes to Platteville, and play is stopped for the time being. Looks like there is a call against the Hornets. Right now, Platteville celebrating. That actually goes against Platteville. So the call is against Platteville. Hornets get it. That makes it 19-8. They're within 11. Trying to get a little momentum back. Here's the run-up by Adlin Wirtz and the serve. Fielded there by Stone. Back to the right side. Platteville on the run, and they knuckle it in. Avery Richard gets the kill, and that makes it 20-8. Avery Richard putting it down. Platteville has had some good attackers here in the opening set. They're within five of going out. This one fielded now by the Hornets. Sat on the right side. Pauls drives it over. Platteville with a pass to the net. It hangs there. Ball tapped over. Free ball now slapped back by Quinn Temple. Pushed back by the Hornets. Right side. Platteville drives it and out of bounds. And the Hornets get a point. 20-9. That was quite an interesting volley. Rainey Walsh returns to the back row, and Taylor Wirtz in the front row for Richland Center. Taylor Wirtz takes her place, and here's the approach by Rainey Walsh. Nice serve, near side dug by Stone. Platteville goes for the kill attempt there by Richard, and down it goes. Actually, that was Layla Schuler. So that makes it 21-9, Platteville. We haven't had some really long volleys here tonight. Platteville trying again. Their libero player with the serve. Fielded near side. Dug there by Adlin Wirtz. Back to the middle. Hornets get it over and a hit by Pauls. Platteville tries again from the right side. Softly taps it over. Good backup by Wirtz. Ball to the right side. Punched over by Walsh. Platteville chases it up the stairs. Brings it back into the net. And it's a point for the Hornets. 21-10. Platteville leading. Down the stretch in this one. Ella V. Weiss is in for the Hornets in the front row. And Ella Clements will serve. Fielded by Platteville. Schuler back to the right side. Punched by Richard. Back row. Hornets. Good dig by Wirtz. set to the left side. Pauls gets it over. Middle of the floor. Fielded there by Gromat. Back to the right side and into the net. Four hits on Platteville. He couldn't get it over the Hornets block. It hit the top rung of the net. Came back to him. And Richland Center is within 10 points. 21-11 in the opener. Ella Clements will serve it. Right side, diving dig, free ball by Platteville, punched over by Walsh. Back to the right side, now slapped by Platteville into the net again. Hornets score, that makes it 21-12 here in the opener. RC playing better and mounting a little bit of a comeback. Ella Clements awaiting the whistle. Timeout for a shoe to be tied, and now we are ready. Ella with a run-up, there is the serve. Fielded now by Gravant. Pass back to the right side. Shot by Quinn Temperley. Fielded by the Hornets. Again on the right side. Taylor Wirtz dumps it over. Fielded now by Platteville. They'll try it on the right side. On the run, the shot by Schuler. Played now by the Hornets. Back to the right side. Poles drives it over. Cut off now by Stone. She'll get it back on the hit and hits it into the net. That's another Hornet point. 21-13. Richland Center gaining a little bit of confidence now. Platteville remains four, within four of going out. Ella Clements with the run-up. There's the serve, and that's an out-of-bounds serve. Side out Platteville. That makes it 22-13. Returning to the floor is libero player Tatum Razick for Richland Center. Layla Schuler will serve, and it's a low serve. And the Hornets were called for being in the wrong spot. So that gives a point to Platteville, I believe. They're talking it over with the head coach. So Jamie Johnson pleading his case, but it is a Platteville point. That'll make it a 10-point lead, 23-13. Layla Schuler will serve. Schuler serves it right down the middle of the floor, fielded by Razick. Walsh now to Pauls, tapped over, fielded, punched back by Temperley. One hand save there by Schuler. Back to the middle, blocked by Weiss. Hornets try again to the right side. Stone over and in. Nice hit by Soraya Stone. And Platteville has game point. 24-13. Back to serve is number 10, Layla Schuler. Steps up and here's her serve. Ellaby Weiss fields it. Walsh gives it right back to her. That one blocked by Platteville. Now save, pushed back by Wirtz. Back to the right side, Stone, and then Temperley, and Quinn drives it in. And that's game number one going to Platteville. 25-13, final score in the opener here at Richland Center High School in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. The teams will switch benches, and we'll be back with set number two in a moment after these words. From WRCO Sports Boosters, it's high school volleyball on a Tuesday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Here are some stats from the opening set win by Platteville, 25-13. They are led by Soraya Stone with three kills. Avery Richard and Layla Schuler each have kills. On the way for Richland Center, two kills for Danica Pauls. Elevie Weiss has a block, and Adeline Wirtz has a kill. Richland Center fell behind early on in that one and just never really able to dig out of the hole, although they did make a little bit of a run there, scoring several points in a row. But Platteville holds him at bay and gets the opening set win here this evening. Looking at some other notes on games tonight for the Filney Flip Phone. Ithaca up on North Crawford, 2-0. Seneca leads 2-0 over Kickapoo. Also tonight, Wazika Steuben leads 1-0 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Dodgeville 2-0 up on Prairie du Chien. DeSoto 2-0 on Weston. And River Valley 2-0 up on Lancaster from the Southwest Conference this evening. Richland Center is at our right, and Platteville to our left here in the second set. Both teams begin with their libero player. Maggie Gravant will be serving it up for Platteville, and we'll get set number two underway. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Gravant with the whistle, takes her time, and now here's the run-up. There's the serve. Fielded on a nice diving dig by Razick. Pass back to the right side. Shot by Poles. Platteville plays it right in the middle. Taking the shot over the top that time is Quinn Temperley. Pushed back by Razick. Platteville tries again. Right side knocking it over is Stone. Here's Poles, and then Wall sets it up. And Gander takes it over for the Hornets. Back to the right side. Shot by Platteville. Blocked by the Hornets, but they can't control it. It goes underneath the net. And that is a point for Platteville. 1-0 the score. Here comes the next Platteville serve. Far side, and the Hornets unable to field it on the back line. And that'll make it a 2-0 lead. That'll go as an ace for Gravant. I think that's our first ace tonight. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Razick. Set on the near side by Wall. Shot by Pauls. Played back row. Nice shot by Gravant. Back to the right side. Punched over by Schuler. Hornets field it. Walsh passes. Pauls drives it in. Nice play. Off the assist from Rainey Walsh. Danica Pauls makes it a 2-1 ball game. Richland Center with the exclamation point. Getting the serve. And here's the approach. Hornets line it. And it's going to be fielded by Platteville, but no one else is there around Layla Schuler after she got the initial dig. And the Hornets have tied it at 2. RC will try again. Sophomore Ella Clements with the serve, and it's out of bounds. It'll come back now to Platteville. They lead it 3-2. Side out for Platteville. Returning is Tatum Razick to the lineup for Richland Center. Served by Schuler, fielded by Razick. Back to Walsh on the right side. Pauls takes it over the wheel. It's going to be tapped by Platteville. Kepli back to the middle. Punched over that time by Temperley. Great dig by Wirtz. Pushed back to the right side. And the Hornets get it over on the hit by Pauls. Tying the score at 3. Richland Center looking a bit better now on their teamwork. And Danica Pauls will serve. Pauls moving all the way to the near side. Here's a line drive serve. Fielded now by Stone. Pass to the right side. Soraya gets it back, drives it over. Here's Walsh passing, and then punched over by Adeline Wirtz. Saved by Platteville. Back to the middle. They punch it over and out of bounds. They miss the line, and Richland Center leads 4-3 for Richland Center. Their first lead tonight. Danica Pauls with the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Passed back to the left side, and Platteville hits it into the net, and the Hornets lead by two. 5-3 in the second. Danica Pauls will serve. Here's the approach. Fielded now by Platteville. They get it to the net. Quick set. Shot over. Tipped by the Hornets, and down it goes. Quinn Temperley gets a Platteville point. That makes it 5-4. Side out Platteville. Couple of dribbles, and Soraya Stone makes the run up. Here's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Walsh gives the pass back to Danica. She gets it over from the back row. Fielded now on the left side by Platteville. They're going to drive it over on the hit by Richard. Good dig by Ellen Wirtz. She gets it back and fires it over off the assist from Walsh. There's the ball ripped on the right side by Temperley. Hornets try to return it, and it's going to be over and down. Ellie Wise, nice job on the net, and the Hornets gain a point to go up by a score of 6-4. Into the lineup, Aubrey Kolstad. Aubrey in the back row for the Hornets, and in the front row is Taylor Wirtz. 6-4, Hornets in the second. They lost the first one, 25-13. Here comes the serve. Fielded back line by Grobat. Pass for Platteville. Shot blocked by Weiss. Back to Platteville again. They'll try it with a hit by Schneering, and it's into the net from the back row, and the Hornets lead by 3, 7-4 in the second. Aubrey Kolstad will serve again. Aubrey with the whistle. Here is the serve right in the middle of the back row. Fielded there by Schneering and then recovered. Platteville gets it over. The hit by Richard. Back to the near side. Weiss drives it over. Platteville got a hand on it. Two hands on it. And they're going to fall down out of bounds. And the ball lands in there as well. Hornets up by a score of 8-4 in the second. Holding their own now after a fairly lopsided loss in the opener. 8-4 Richland Center in the second. Here's the approach, the serve. Platteville works it back to the right. Shot is over and down. Big hit by Quinn Temperley. 8-5. Platteville gets the side out. Her second kill in the second set. Timeout for the ball to be chased. And Platteville will serve again. 8-5, Richland Center in the second. Quinn Temperley with the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Kept live pass by Kolstad. And now Wirtz gets it over. Platteville works it to the left side. They'll take a shot. This one out of the building. No tip. That hit by Avery Richard. Missed the back line. And Richland Center is back up by 4. It is 9-5. Tatum Razick will serve for Richland Center. Tatum's serve cut off by Platteville. There's the set by Stone on the run. Shot blocked by the Hornets. Taylor Wirtz and Ella Clements up on that one. And the Hornets go up by 5. It is 10-5. Here comes the serve again by Richland Center. On the far side, dug by Platteville. Set right side, rainbowed over by Richard. Here's the set by Kolstad. Addie Wirtz takes it over. Ball to the left side. Now back to the middle for Platteville. They take it over. Hornets back it up nicely, and Adeline Wirtz gets it over. Back row, Platteville. There's the set on the near side. Shot over and down it goes for Platteville. They played it well to Avery Richard with a nice pass, and that makes it 10-6. Into the lineup for Platteville will be number 10, Layla Schuler. Mia Hoosier will serve. Hoosier steps up, fires it. Going to be dug on the far side by Wirtz. Back to the near side. Punched over that time by the Hornets. Platteville hits it into the official on the tree. And a lift is called as well as they tried to save it. The Hornets are up by a score of 11-6 here in the second. Platteville won the first, 25-13. Here's the serve by Richland Center, fielded by Platteville. Quick set on the right side. Ball blocked by the Hornets, and back to Platteville as it hit the antenna. Well played by Avery Richard, and Platteville gets the side out. That makes it a four-point set, 11-7. Richland Center leading in the second. Avery Richard with the serve for Platteville. Fielded now by Wirtz. Back to the near side. Pauls knuckles it over. Saved by Platteville. Punched over by Schuler. And she gets it in. Son of a diving try by Adeline Wirtz. And it makes it 11-8. Three-point lead now for the Hornets. Avery Richard with the run-up. This one is way out of the building, out of bounds, and the Hornets gain a point back. 12-8, RC by four. Coming into the lineup, J.C. Gander and Rainey Walsh. And Rainey will serve. Walsh gets the whistle. Here's the approach, line drive, serve, and an ace. Platteville misplayed it, and the Hornets go up 13-8. Richland Center's first ace serve tonight. Rainey Walsh will try again. This one fielded by Platteville. Back line, Quinn Temperley, and then they'll pass it. Ball driven hard by Malia Temperley. And Walsh and Wirtz get it over. Back on the left side, Platteville, they'll try again with a shot. Knuckle over and down it goes for Soraya Stone. 13-9, Platteville staying in the ball game. They'll get the ball back on a side out. Getting a few finals coming across. Again, a little later start tonight. Here comes the approach and the serve by Grabant. And it's going to be an ace right to the floor there on the serve. That makes it 13-10. Platteville within three. Grabant with the ace. She will approach it again from the near side, serving to the far side. And the Hornets get a beat on it. Pauls bumps it to the ceiling. And now on the left side, trying to get it all the way, about half the length of the basketball court. And it's going to be not in time for Tatum Razick, who tried to save it. That makes it 13-11. Platteville within two in the second. Grabant with the run-up. There is the line drive serve. Fielded now by Razick. Hornets keep it live. And then punched over by Clements. Platteville tries in the middle, punched by Temperley, right side, nice save there by Walsh, and Pauls drives it over, diving dig back row by Stone, back to the right side, punched in by Stone, Hornets play it, hit number three, comes over, good recovery, Adeline Wirtz on hit number three, here's the set, again Platteville tries, hitting it out of bounds, and the Hornets get a point, 14-11, decent volley there. River Valley has defeated Lancaster 3-0 tonight in conference volleyball. Here's the serve, and an ace by the Hornets. Ella Clements makes it 15-11. Richland Center with a second ace, and Ella will try again. Here's the serve, far side, fielded there by Grabant. Now the pass for Temperley. Quinn gets it over. Hornets bump it right over the top by Gander. Again, the set. Platteville dumps it in. That's a hit by Layla Schuler, who got it in front of the Hornet block. And Platteville stays within three. Soccer final, Reedsburg 5-0 over Portage Poinette as well. That one just in. And the Dells 4-0 over Nakusa. There's a net serve by Platteville. Both teams have struggled in the serve department at times here tonight. 16-12. Side out Richland Center as Platteville gives him a point and a serve. And Danica Pauls, who's a serve queen, has done a great job through her high school career. Coming up, and here it is. Right down the middle and just out of bounds. Just missed. And Platteville gets a point right back. So the teams exchange service errors. Platteville will try it again. 16-13. Richland Center leads in the second. Platteville won the opener. Here's the approach. Stone with a line drive serve. Pauls makes the play. Pass by Walsh. Adeline Wirtz gets it over. Fielded by Platteville. They'll try it on the left side with Richard. Down the middle. Played by Pauls. Walsh. Wirtz drives it over. Platteville works it again. There's hit number two over from the center. Platteville now getting it back from the hit from Pauls in the back row. There's the set. Platteville tries again. That one's straight down. Slamming it was Quinn Temperley, and Platteville is within two at 16-14. Again, Platteville playing tonight without Rihanna Dye, who is not here. Served by Platteville, left side. And the Hornets miss the second pass, and all of a sudden Platteville is within 1 point. 16-15 in the second. Coach Jamie Johnson telling him to kind of calm down a little bit, try to get back in sync. Here's the serve. The set in the middle. Weiss, a shot blocked straight up back to the Hornets. Pass back to the right side and now punched over by Gander. And Platteville misses on hit number two, and it's a point for the Hornets. Platteville trying to sneak it in, and the Hornets go back up by two at 17-15. Taylor Wirtz, front left. Back row to serve, Aubrey Kolstad, as the Hornets rotate around. Here comes the run-up and the serve. Fielded by Platteville. They'll take it left side. Taking a soft angle, Avery Richard. Dug by Wirtz. Back to the far side. Taylor Wirtz gets it in. Adeline got a hit. Ellie Weiss gave it to the other side. And Taylor Wirtz gives Richland Center a three-point lead. And Platteville will use a timeout. Down the stretch in set number two, Platteville won the opener 25-13. Richland Center leads in the second 18-15. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Big savings are rolling in at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Now, through September 30th, get up to $10,500 off pre-ordered savings on roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Plus, trade in and get up to a $1,500 allowance on select disc binds. Visit Simpson's Tractor today, where hay and forage savings are in full swing.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It's been a much more evenly played match in the second set as we thought it would be coming in here tonight. Platteville's a good ball club. The Hornets, kind of the younger upstarts in the league, trying to hold home court in the conference. Leading by three. Here's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. There's the set on the right side. Taking a shot over is Temperley. Nice dig by Kolstad. Back to the middle. Weiss taps it over. Ball set on the right side. Punched over by Platteville on the near side. Back to the middle. Weiss takes it over. Nice fielding. It is Platteville's left and now punched over by Richard. Back row again. That's Paul's. Set. Driven over and down by Wirtz. For Taylor Wirtz, her second kill at as many points, 19-15 here in the second, and Richland Center has jumped ahead by four. Serving, Aubrey Kolstad. Aubrey's played pretty well in this back row as well, making some plays and passes. Here's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Set on the left side, taking a shot. Platteville hits it out of the building, and the Hornets lead by five. 20-15 in the second. RC within five of going out. Serving will be Aubrey Kolstad. Aubrey with the run-up. And here's a soft serve on the near side, fielded by Platteville. They'll take it left again. Shot blocked by Weiss. Back to Platteville, taking a shot over the top on the hit that time by Temperley. Played again by the Hornets. Right side, Kolstad for the back row gets it over. Platteville sets it on the run. Richard got it in, got it down, taking the angle. And Platteville gets a point. 20-16 on the kill by Avery Richard. Side out Platteville. Quinn Temperley, their sophomore, will serve. 20-16, Richland Center. There's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Set by Kolstad, and now tapping it over is Pauls. Platteville sets it left side. Again, taking it over is Avery Richard. Fielded on the right side. Platteville's going to try to block this hit by Pauls. They get a tap on it. Keep it live. Get it over. Back row, Razik. Back to the middle. Weiss dumps it over. Platteville tries again. Set on the left side. Taking the shot and getting it down is Avery Richard. She's got 2 points in a row, and it's a three-point set. 20-17. Platteville will serve again. Quinn Temperley gets the whistle. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Back to the near side, Taylor Wirtz. Shot over and down. Man, she's played well here in the second set. That'll be her third point. That makes it 21-17. Back to serve for Richland Center. Tatum Razik. Hornets by four in the second set, and there's a net third. It goes right back to Platteville on the side out. They gain a point, 21-18. Hornets in the second. Platteville leads the match 1-0, and serving will be Mia Hoosier. Mia with a serve. Fielded back row by the Hornets. Rizik, Kolstad, Taylor Wirtz drives it over. Platteville tries it left side. Shot blocked by Wirtz on the hit by Richard. Back to the Hornets again. Here goes the shot by Ella Clements. And Platteville can't play the carom off the net, and the Hornets gain a point. They're up by four, 22-18 in the second. Adeline Wirtz back to do the honors and will serve. Adeline with the run-up from the back row, and here is the line drive serve. Fielded by Platteville, there is the set. Shot over the top that time, and the hit by Avery Richard. Set by the Hornets from the back row. Rezek gets it over. Platteville tries again, softly tapping it over there was Richard. Back to the near side, Hornets field it. Pauls drives it over. Platteville tries again, taking a shot is Avery Richard. Saved by the Hornets. Pass to the near side. Pauls puts the charge into one, and the Hornets go up 23-18. Timeout Platteville. Danica Pauls gets the point for Richland Center. And Richland Center playing much better here in the second. They lost the opener 25-13, but leading 23-18 in the second. We'll keep it here for the timeout. Not too far from the completion of this one. Milwaukee leading the LA Angels 5-1. That's in the bottom of the sixth. Ithaca up on North Crawford, 2-1. Wisconsin Heights 1, New Glarus 1. A volleyball final was Zika Steuben, 3-0 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Fenimore and Cuba City are tied at 1 apiece. Seneca 3 and Kickapoo 0 in Ridge and Valley Volleyball. And as mentioned earlier, River Valley leads that one and wins it 3-0 over Lancaster in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. Richland Center is within two of going out in the second. Platteville returns to the floor. And getting set to serve is Adeline Wirtz. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by Platteville. Set on the far side. Tapped by the Hillman. Driving it over. Now nice save. Punching it over is Wirtz. Left side again. Richard takes the shot. Blocked by Wirtz. Set again. There's a soft set over the top. Played by Pauls. Kolstad gives it back to Danica. That one walks over the top of the net. Platteville working it, and they'll drive it over. On the right side, Taylor Wirtz takes the shot. Tipped by Platteville again. They'll set it for the middle. Shot is up into the net, and the Hornets have game point. 24-18 in the second set. And the Hornets, Adeline Wirtz will serve. Richland Center looking to even the match at one. Here's the serve. Played by Platteville. They'll work it to the right side. Taking a shot. Tipped by the Hornets. And that'll be a point for Platteville as it went out of bounds, but it was tipped at the net. That makes it 24-19. Platteville will try again. They get the ball back. Avery Richard with the run-up. There's a soft serve. Fielded now by Rezek. Kolstad back to Pauls for the win. Got it over, and Platteville can't field it. And the Hornets take the second, 25-19. Well, it's going to be a late one tonight. I think we're going to have a marathon set. We're only into it two games, and it's past 8:30. We've got more coming up, one apiece, coming up the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, and we'll give you some stats from this second set. When we return, this is High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
It was another very good showing for the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross-country teams over the weekend at the River Valley Invitational. They took fourth among many Division I schools. Richland Center was led by Owen Dreyer, their freshman runner, who took seventh at the meet with a time of 16:32. Clayton Lee was 14th for RCI at a time of 17:06. Ryan Stadler was 23rd at 17:29, and Robert Budden was 4th with a time of 18:06 and 45th in the meet. Kiernan Culver, Sam Jones, and Devin Woodhouse all ran that as well for Richland Center Ithaca. On the girls' side, it was a fast course at River Valley, and the RCI runners, still trying to get back everybody healthy, had a finish of 17th as a team. Their top runner, sophomore Pearl Fretz, with a time of 22:15. Adelin Lawless was 67th overall. Pearl was 51st. Adelin's time was 22:46. Ava Martin, Lacey Allball, and Rachel Waterfall also ran for the Richland Center Ithaca girls team. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I am Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Tonight, it's even at one set apiece, and we're going to the third here tonight, looking at some stats from set number two, leading the way in the Richland Center victory, three kills for Danica Pauls, two kills for Taylor Wirtz, an ace apiece for Rainey Walsh, and for Ella Clements. Flatville is led by Quinn Temperley with four kills. Avery Richard had two as well, and they did get an ace in there as well. That was from Maggie Grabant, so that is their second ace of the night. Back to the floor. Richland Center is to our left, Flatville to our right for the third set of the evening. Figured this one would be a tussle, and it certainly has been. Both teams battling for the conference title last year. And Richland Center losing a number of leaders to graduation. Of course, everybody always does. Flatville coming back here tonight, trying to avenge some losses to the Hornets a year ago. Here we go. Here comes the serve to begin set number three. It's going to be fielded by Flatville. Quick set on the near side. They'll take a shot. That one over the top. Nice job by Razick. And then Paul slaps it over. Flatville works it again. Near side. Avery Richard drops it back row. Adeline works. There's the set for Paul. Takes a shot. Got it down. Hornets lead 1-0. Danica Paul with another kill to her resume. And Richland Center will serve it after the ball is found. Sometimes that's a challenge. Here we go. Serving will be Richland Center's Rainey Walsh for the second time. This one fielded by Platteville. They'll set it left side, punched over, and kept live. The Hornets can't field it. That one pinballed back around and unable to get it back. We are tied at one in the third. Grabant is in. Maggie, the senior, back to the back row. After the whistle, here comes the approach. Line drive serve, fielded now by Razick. Walsh sets it, taking a shot over the top that time is Clements. Fielded again by Platteville. Punched over by Stone. Hornets try again in the middle. Driven over by Clements. Here's the set by Platteville. They'll take the angle. Pauls with a one-hand save. Walsh sets it for Gander, who drives it over. Fielded again by Platteville on the right side. Knuckling it over is Stone. Kept live by the Hornets. Back to the middle. Clements punches it over. One-hand save by Platteville, and they get it over on hit number three from the back row. Here's Wall setting it over on set number two, and a violation is called. The Hornets, after a really good volley, I think they're going to say that was an inadvertent whistle. They will. They had called RC for out of bounds, or being out of line, I believe. So this will come back to the official in the middle. It's going to wipe off that ball a little bit as well. Nice and cool in here. I was kind of worried about that with the summer day we had. It might be a little muggy, but it's very, very comfortable. Here we go. One apiece in the third. Grabant with the serve. Fielded back row now by Razik. Pass to the left side, and Pohl shoots it into the net. Came down hard, and she's all right. That makes it a 2-1 Platteville lead. Grabant will serve. Gets a couple of whistles. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Adeline Wirtz, Razik, and then over the shoulder hit by Pauls. Platteville's turn, trip to the right side. Shot is over and down it goes. Soraya Stone makes it 3-1. Stone gets the kill for Platteville, and they will take the serve again. 3-1, they lead. The sets are even at one apiece. Grabant gets the whistle. Maggie with the run-up and lines it right down the middle. Razik, Clements, and now Pauls from the left side takes it over. Platteville on the center, right over the top it goes. Nice job. Mia Hoosier making the play, and the Hillman are going to go up now by a score of 4-1. Grabant gets the whistle, and here's the serve. Down the middle, fielded by Pauls. Set by Walsh, taking it over the wall is Clements. One hand saved by Platteville. Back to the Hornets, and Pauls knuckles it to the back row. Fielded by Grabant on the right side. Platteville punches it through the wall. Soraya Stone gives her team a 5-1 lead. So right now, the officials going to call a timeout for a moment. I believe the near side line judge is calling for that antenna to be checked. It may have been hit the last time. Looks like it's still Velcroed on there. Well, all right, we're ready to go. 5-1 Platteville. Grabant with the serve. Fielded by Pauls, and it caroms off the net. Hornets unable to play it off the net. That makes it 6-1. Platteville in the third. Grabant gets the ball back from the official. Couple of dribbles, and here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by Pauls. There's Rainey Walsh. Ball is tipped, blocked by Platteville. Pushed to the Hornets. They push it out of bounds. Well played by Soraya Stone in the net. Jamie Johnson wants a timeout. 7-1. Platteville has jumped out in his third set. We're even in one apiece, but Platteville leads by 6 here in the third on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Good to have you along tonight. Sounds like the Brewers are leading at last word. One other thing concerning the Brewers that I couldn't believe today, Robin Yount turns 70 today. How can that be? My goodness. He's still the kid. Here we go. 7-1 Platteville leads here in the third. Grabant with a serve, and it's going to be an ace. And Platteville keeps it rolling. 8-1. Is the score. Maggie gets her second ace on the night. comes up after the whistle. Hornets in serve receive mode. And here is the serve. Fielded by Poles. Her ball is going to hit the antenna on the way back, and it comes out of bounds. That'll make it a score of 9-1. 9-1. Here's the official whistle. Gravan with a serve. One tap the net. Fielded off the body by Razik. Fights it over. Nice save. And the ball on the right side. Punched down by Platteville. Quinn Temperley from the set of Layla Schuler, and that makes it a 10-1 Platteville lead. Here comes the next serve. Grabat stays back there, nameplate down the back row, and here's the line drive. Fielded now by Ellen Wirtz. Set on the right side, punched over by Clements. Saved by Platteville on the right side, punched over by Stone. Hornets try again, left side. Paul takes a shot, and it is out of bounds. Just missed the L on the back line, and Platteville suddenly leads by 10 here in the third. 11-1, Platteville. Maggie Gravant will have the whistle, and now here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Adeline Wirtz. Pass back to the middle. J.C. Gander gets it over. And Platteville, a little miscommunication. Their second pass, nobody called, and it lands in, and the Hornets get a point. 11-2, the score. Ella Weiss is back front left for the Hornets, and Ella Clements will serve. Gravant with a nice save the back line. Pass to the right side, punched over by Schuler. Hornets try with Poles off the set from Weiss. Get it over. Platteville return trip left side, driving it over is Stone. Back row Hornets back to the front. Poles saves it with a knuckle. Ball to the left side for Platteville. They're going to take a shot, and they got it in. Soraya Stone, part of the waters in the back row, and makes it a 12-2 ball game. Stone having a good third set. That's six kills. Michaela Schneering is in to serve for Platteville. Sets are even at one apiece. Platteville leading in the third, 12-2. Schneering's serve, fielded by Ellen Wirtz. Left side, here's the pass to Weiss. Got it over, nice save by Stone, and Hillen get it over. Left side, Pauls, Walsh, and Gander shot blocked by Stone. Hoosier, now back to Stone, and Soraya gets it over. Knuckled back by Walsh, and hit number two. Platteville tries again in the middle. Driving it in is Quinn Temperley. That makes it 13-2, Platteville. Temperley with her second kill for number seven. That's what she wears, number seven. Here's the serve, fielded by Wirtz. Now Paul centers it back. Weiss gets it over for the Hornets. Platteville tries again with a set. Right side, parting waters again with Soraya Stone. That makes it 14-2 on the kill by Stone. Four of them here in the second. And Platteville will take a turn. Officials are a little concerned that ball came over in the air. Kind of warning whoever did that. And Platteville serves it. That one with a lot of air under it. It goes out of bounds. And it belongs to the Hornets on the side out. 14-3 in the third. Platteville in the lead. Danica Paul starts on the left side and then floats it to the middle. Gravant on the right side. Stone centers it, driven it over by Temperley. There's Walsh, and Addie Wirtz drives it in the middle. Played now by Platteville to the near side. Shot is in the net, or is it? And Platteville is going to be called for a double hit. Double hit on Platteville, and the Hornets have scored two in a row. 14-4 in the third. So I think these games before this kind of scoring, back when you can only score with a serve back in the day, boy, there were some long nights then. Here's the serve by Pauls, set up by Platteville. A pass to the right side. This one knuckled and blocked by the Hornets and out of bounds. Soraya Stone put a charge in around the Hornets block it. Can't control it. out of bounds it goes, 15-4. I remember Richland Center at State against Waupun one year. Here's the serve by Platteville, and that one is going to be misplayed by the Hornets. That goes as an ace, 16-4. I also remember River Valley at State one year, way back when Kathy Kinney was the coach, and that was a marathon as well. Then you had to turn around and play the final the same night. That was crazy. Ball goes back to the right side. Hornets return it. Weiss, near side. Platteville takes a shot. Weiss blocks it on the hit by Richard. Platteville tries again. Richard's hit. Played in the back row by Razick. There's Walsh. Addie Wirtz gets it over. Back row. Platteville front row. Shot by Temperley. Dug by Walsh. Good play by the Hornets. And Pauls parts the water. And the Hornets get a point. 16-5 the score. Into the game for the Hornets, number 14, Aubrey Kolstad in the back row. In the front row is Taylor Wirtz. And Taylor will serve. 16-5, Platteville leading. Matches even at one apiece. Here's the serve. Fielded back line by Grabant. They center it back to the middle. Richard drives it over. Pauls, Kolstad, and Taylor Wirtz drives it over. Fielded by Platteville, back to the near side. Shot is through the net, and down it goes. Or through the block, Avery Richard put a charge on one. It probably could have gone through the net. It had been right in the net. Hornets unable to block it. That makes it 17-5. Richard gets a score. Platteville will try again. Quinn Temperley with a jump serve. Fielded back row by Adeline Wirtz. Weiss gives it right back to her. Adeline gets it over. Platteville tries in the middle. Straight up block by Weiss. Trying it again as Richard gets it over. Set on left side. Ellen Wirtz is going to be blocked there by Temperley. And down it goes. Blocked by Malaya Temperley, the freshman. And the Hornets unable to recover. That makes it 18-5. Here's the approach by Platteville. There's the serve. Fielded by Wirtz. Gets it right back. Adeline pumps it over to the back row. Fielded by Platteville on the right side. Driving it over is Richard. Saved by the Hornets on the left side. And Adeline Wirtz rainbows it over. Platteville can't play it. An initial dig by Richard. Bounced off of Temperley and out of bounds. And the Hornets gain a point. 18-6 the ball game score. Time out for perspiration to be wiped or condensation from the floor. 18-6, Platteville leading in the third. And the line drive serve is a net serve. The Hornets give up a point and the serve to Platteville. 19-6, the score. In for Platteville is Layla Schuler in the front row. Mia Hoosier will serve. Mia with a line drive. Fielded back row by the Hornets. Back to the middle. Taylor Wirtz knuckles it over and Platteville is going to get a point. Hornets call for being in the net. That'll make it 20-6 in favor of Platteville. Timeout by Richland Center. Platteville won the opener 25-13. Richland Center won the second 25-19. Platteville leading here in the third 20-6. It has been a while since we checked the Phil Knee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Westby defeats Black River Falls 3-0 in volleyball, while Packa beats Wisconsin Dells 3-0. Fenimore up on Cuba City 2-1. And those are some of the latest ones we have. We told you earlier River Valley had swept Lancaster. Timeout is over. Platteville back to the floor. Flip phone scoreboard sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Good to be back at RCHS. Yes, I sampled a big cookie, but I can't eat it all at once. The big cookies are so big here. In fact, I nibble a little bit. I'll probably have some in my duffel bag during Thursday and Friday's games as well. Just kind of good to get a little bit of a sweet treat. As long as Hank doesn't get in my duffel bag, we should be good to go for the next couple of games. Timeout is over. Here's the serve. Back row played by the Hornets. There's a quick set. Wirtz down the line. Fielded now by Platteville. Back to the right side. Ball over the top. Tipped. And now to the left side. Wirtz drops it over. Nice dig by Avery Richard. Gets it back from Hoosier. Drives it over. Back row Hornets. They'll set it for the left side. Adelin Wirtz knuckles it over. Platteville fields it. Hoosier, nice set. Ball over by Layla Schuler. Hornets 1, 2, and 3. Can't get it over on the third hit from the back row. And Platteville takes a jump 21-6 here in the third. Platteville leading by 15. Serving will be Mia Hoosier. And Mia with the serve, fielded by Razick. Colstead sets it up, taking a shot is Ella Clements. Platteville fields it, and they'll get it over on the hit by Layla Schuler. Hornets try again. Adelin Wirtz takes it over. That ball is going to drop. Platteville tried to kick it. Quinn Temperley tried to keep it off the ground, but it lands right on the line. Good hit by Adelin Wirtz, and that makes it 21-7. Adelin playing all the way around for the Hornets. There's the serve. Platteville got a hand on it. Now from the back row, back to the front. Mia Hoosier gets it over. Here's the set for the Hornets. Dropping it over. There is Clements, kept live by the Hillman. And they're going to drive it over and out of bounds. Malaya Temperley took a shot on the line and missed. And it is 21-8. Platteville 4, within 4 of going out, trying to put the Hornets away. They are staying pesky. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Hillman. They're going to play it off the Karam. And nice job. Schuler recovers, gets it over. Hornets returning on the hit by Pauls. There's a shot again by Platteville. That one is into the net, and it's a 21-9 game. So kind of like the first one, Platteville built a big lead, and the Hornets had a little bit of a flurry of scoring at the end. Here's the serve by the Hornets. Oh, a net serve. Adelin Wirtz, it just did not quite make it over the serve and bounded and came right back. That makes it 22-9, Platteville. Here's the serve by Platteville. Fielded now by Razick. Now Pauls drives it over. Platteville bumps it to the ceiling. Hoosier on the right side, driving it over his stone. Here's a set for the Hornets. Clements goes left-handed, drives it over. Platteville on the right side, back to the left, driving it over his stone. Good recovery by the Hornets. And Pauls drops it over and down it goes. Adelin Wirtz and Tatum Razick collided in the back row. And we're able to keep that ball alive back to Danica Pauls. So the Hornets stay pesky. 22-10, Platteville in the lead in the third. And Rainey Walsh will serve. Rainey with a run-up. That's a net serve. And the point goes right back to Platteville. So that makes it 23-10 in the third. Serving for Platteville is Maggie Grovant. Here is the run-up and the serve. Fielded by Razick. Walsh to the far side, and Pauls drives it into the net, and Platteville has game point. 24-10 in the third. Platteville with game point. Maggie Grovant with the whistle. And here's the approach and the serve. Near side, Wirtz, back to Clements, and Gander gets it over. Here's the set by Platteville on the near side, going for the win, and they get it. Soraya Stone with the kill on game point. That makes it 25-10, and Platteville gets the win in set number 3. Platteville up 2-1. They can win it with another win. The Hornets have to win 2 tonight to take this conference match. And again, it's getting late. Some of the fans have decided to start mingling. Maybe that helps our listenership. I don't know. Taking their new T-shirts and going home. But there's more to play here tonight. The fourth set is coming up. We'll have a recap of some stats from set number 3 as well when we return with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Stats on set number three tonight for Platteville. Saraya Stone with a total of 5 kills and 1 ace. So she certainly had a showcase there. And Quinn Temperley with 2 kills, leading the way for Platteville. Richland Center is paced by Danica Pauls with 2 kills. Platteville.